In a career that dates back to the early days of civil rights, poet and author Maya Angelou corresponded with some of the biggest names in politics and the arts, like Malcolm X, James Baldwin, and Coretta Scott King. On Friday, the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture in Harlem announced it would acquire nearly 350 boxes with documents from Dr. Angelou's long career. We spoke to her this week to get her thoughts on the acquisition, which also includes notes for major works like her autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and poems like Phenomenal Woman and Still I Rise. So, Dr. Angelou, tell me about the Schomburg Center.
Well, it's the best place in the world as a repository of information by and about and for African Americans. It's just a wonderful, wonderful library. And like all libraries, it's open to everybody, from people from Brazil to Bogota to Bosnia. I've been supporting it for years. I've given them letters from Booker T. Washington and Frederick Douglass and pieces of sculpture and all sorts of information, because I think that it deserves to be seen as the icon it is, the go-to place. Under the aegis of Mr. Dodson, who's really came in and liberated the Schomburg and opened it up to the community, not just the Harlem community, but the community of human beings at large. He also started a library, in fact, a theater called the Langston Hughes Theater.
Can you describe the space where all of these documents live together?
Yes, well, I gave them 340-odd boxes of papers, and they include letters from Malcolm X to me and James Baldwin to me and people who are known and some unknown, some famous and some infamous. So I don't know how they will show them. I put no restrictions on the library. They have the papers, and I had given a number of papers, I think, a number of boxes to my university here in North Carolina, Wake Forest. And those are the papers from which have dealt with the theatrical works I've done on theater, on Broadway, in movies and in television, and off Broadway. So those papers are here at Wake Forest.
Were there any letters that you found really hard to part with?
It's kind of a kind of sentimentality that I don't indulge. I love the works. But love liberates. It doesn't hold fast. It doesn't say I must hold you and own you and keep you. No, love liberates. And so it really needs to be, the works need to be seen and studied. And so as it is, they will be studied by people from all over the world. And that's a good thing. I don't know what my works will do. I do know that some of my works, have had important influence on people in the world, and I'm grateful for that.
Who would you like to see walking through the doors to
I'd
see?
I'd like to see everybody. You see, education liberates. There's a statement, which is, I am a human being, nothing human can be alien to me. The statement is so liberating, and it was made by Terence in 154 B.C., an African, a slave, sold to a Roman senator and freed by that senator. This man, not able to achieve citizenship in the Rome of his day despite his popularity, but this man said, I am a human being. Nothing human can be alien to me. Well, that, if you read enough and you find, oh my goodness, this kid in London named Oliver in England felt the same way I felt. And this boy in Japan, my goodness, but then maybe he's not so different from me. And this girl in Egypt, oh my goodness, you see? So education can liberate people from their ignorance. And so the libraries are of great importance.
What do you think future generations could learn from looking at your letters and documents?
Yes, I would encourage young men and women to hold on to the data. of their stories. Hold on, ask the elders in their families. You see, it's impossible to know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. If you don't know where you parked your car, you really cannot say how you where you're going to get home. So you need to have your own story told. So collect the data, relish it, and keep it, and teach it to the children so they know who they are and that they are of value. Okay?
Dr. Angelou, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.